At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the Nats won last night. I actually couldn't stay up anymore after midnight. As Jorge Lopez blew that lead, and it just was, you know, if I'm Mackenzie Gore, I'm just sitting there so pissed off, so irritated that I threw a gem, six innings, shut out ball, then get eight or nine punches in the game. He was fantastic, got himself out of his own self-made trouble. He was great. But the thing I want to talk about isn't necessarily beating the Seattle Mariners, although that was nice to win 2 out of 3. It's James Bleeping Wood. I don't think... Now, Grant does this running bit where he's like, people are sleeping on James Wood. And all the beat writers are like a little bit confused by it and if not slightly put off by it. But I think it's a quality bit. But there is something to that here, Tobes. I don't know if we truly realize what's happening here. James Wood has an OPS of 904 and is hitting 282 against lefties.
That's incredible.
This is not major league veteran of 10 years who's seen now quality lefty after quality lefty after quality lefty come trotting in to match up with him, who's now finally starting to make some tweaks and adjustments. This is 22-year-old kid who can't run a car without getting the extra insurance penalty, who is making those kinds of real-time approach-related adjustments. Listen, a nasty lefty will get him from now and again. That happens to everybody, right? Same way a nasty righty would get Aaron Judge. But for a guy overall, and then his numbers against righties are patently absurd, quite frankly. What's happening right now with his 15 home runs, 9 steals, walked into third base last night because they weren't paying attention to him, got a great jump, put the pedal to the metal, and again, stole the bag easily. What he's doing on a semi-nightly basis, I'm not really sure everybody quite understands how remarkable this is.
He's so good. It's unbelievable to watch this guy. To your point, against lefties last night, in the top of the sixth inning, it's a tie ball game, runners on first and second, understanding the situation, the Mariners go to the pen, taking out Emerson Hancock, the righty, to bring in Gabe Spire, the lefty. And what does James Wood do? First pitch, double down the left field line, drives in 2 runs, Nats up 2-0. Just his ability to go to all fields, and he's kind of an anomaly, Danny. You understand this as someone that's played. Like, he's someone that generally, if you have a compact swing, you can't hit for the power that he does. But his size, Judge has this too, to an extent, right? Yep. A compact swing where because of your size, you can still hit for prodigious power. That's what he has. So, you know, it's not like he's slump proof. Like, I think people have said that and different things. I don't think he's slump proof or anything, but he's someone that can overcome a lot of things because he's just got a short compact swing, can barrel it to left field. Obviously, he's a lefty going the other way. We've seen that. He can turn on the ball and pull it, which we're seeing more this year. I mean, honestly, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. It's not just, you can take out the young thing, right? Like, he's not one of the just best young hitters in baseball. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. Codify put out something today saying that James Wood's the only player in MLB history to have a 380 plus on base percentage with 15 homers and 9 steals in his team's first 56 games before turning 23. Only player ever to do that. I mean, when you're talking about what he's doing, we're talking one of only a handful or one of the only people to ever do this. He's so special. So special.
In the National League right now, there are a handful of candidates through the first, and this doesn't matter all that much, but roughly the first third of the season, who are, you would say, MVP candidates. Kyle Tucker's doing ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. Double-digit homers, 15 steals. His teammate, actually, Pete Crow Armstrong, out of nowhere. We're going to see the Cubs here pretty soon, the Nationals are. Is having, quite frankly, one of the most remarkable seasons you're going to remember. Yeah. I don't expect that to continue to that degree, right? Really, you know, nice piece, super fast, good player, but everyone's like, okay, come on. He's going to come back down to earth at some point. And if he doesn't, give him the MVP award. But in the American League, it's Judge, you go down the list of some, you know, Cal Raleigh, the guy we just saw, has been fantastic. But in the National League, Shohei, Kyle Tucker, James Wood. These are right now the MVP candidates, as far as I'm concerned. At 22 years old, I don't think he wins it because, again, Shohei, the presence he has in that lineup is so good. He's got more protection than anybody you could ever imagine. But what's happening is that level. That's the conversation you are now in for James Wood. And he's finding his way as a left fielder, had kind of a kick last night, moving to his left, the ball that he should have fielded cleanly. He didn't. Get stuck in his glove. Ends up, granting a base runner an extra base. So those things are, I think, in progress. But offensively, he's so unbelievably advanced for his age and experience level. And remember, it's not that long ago. He was a toolsy guy in the Padres organization with a swing and miss problem. Right? Like, the scouting report read almost the same for Elijah Green and James Wood. Right? Big, toolsy, athletic, strong, fast. Swings and miss a little too much. We'll see. One is down at rookie ball, having Jason Wirth fly down in between horse races to work some front toss with him, and the other is an MVP candidate here in Washington at 22 years old. This is kind of a James Wood hype up segment here, but I guess my question is, well, not even a question, my observation, and some Nats fans can call me names and tell me I'm wrong, but here's what I think happened when they started 1-6. Getting smacked around in the first 7 games of the season, really. I think a lot of people kind of checked out.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Since then, they've basically been a 500 club. And since then, there have been a lot of things that have happened that are really damn good.
Yes.
Most specifically, James Wood, but CJ Abrams is kind of the 1A there. Luis Garcia, guy that I always kind of beat the drum for, starting to come out of it. He's hitting a bunch of bad luck. Bummed about Dylan Cruz, who was starting to do the same thing as well. But James Wood is so unbelievably special that I don't quite think Nats fans have really woken up to it. I think the folks that are there on a Tuesday night when it's 58 degrees and kind of dreary, I think the folks that are there already coming to the games kind of get it and realize what's happening is so unbelievably special. This is Soto level. This is Bryce Harper winning the MVP here level when no one else hit 20 home runs in the lineup. Like, this is so extraordinary what he's doing that maybe it's our fault too. We're not spending enough time, you know, banging on this drum. But my God, like every day there's something else where you go, you shouldn't be able to do that. And yet here we are.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy that's on pace for 40 plus homers, 120 RBIs. Someone that's only going to get better, by the way, Danny. Like, someone that's going to show improvements, because I still think there's stuff that he can improve on. Like, I think that stuff that you can see that he can improve on. Yet he's hitting almost 290 and one of the best hitters in the National League, like you were already laying out. And I don't know that we need to dive into this today, but we were kind of discussing this the other day just in through text. Like, you look at young players in this game right now, how many would you take over James Wood? And I think the list is one or two. I think a Bobby Witt Jr., just because of how good he can play at shortstop, can be in that discussion and his impact to the plate. And if you want to consider a pitcher, maybe you go Paul Skeens. But generally, you're going to take the position player. So you probably would say you take Wood over Skeens. And I think Bobby Witt's the only guy then ahead of it. Because Gunnar Henderson, solid defender, not great, good hitter. I would take James Wood's bat. I would take his, I think Gunnar overall is a better defender than James, but not by a ton. But I just think that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. Like, you see these articles all the time written. Like, we saw this year now with the Commanders, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're like, if you could start a team with one guy, who would it be? And everybody's like, Jaden Daniels. And that shows you how good he is, right? I think that's where James Wood is. I really do. And everybody that could tell us down in spring training was telling us how good this guy was going to be. They're telling us how hard he works, how much he grinds, how impressive an individual he is. And they're telling us this guy is going to be a superstar in the future. And he can take the future off because he's already a superstar. And people were saying, oh, he's going to get MVP votes in a couple of years. It might be this year the way he's going. Yeah, again, that's how good he's been.
I don't think he wins it this year because the National League is stacked. I already mentioned Ohtani, Tucker, Corbin Carroll. If the Diamondbacks turn it around or a playoff team like they were last year, he could do it. Ellie De La Cruz is still lurking. Some of those power totals and the average picks up, even though they're a losing team. But point is, the National League is stacked with really, really good players. Wood is in the conversation. And again, that's kind of the level we're at. We're in that Soto conversation. We're in that Harper conversation. It's kind of these generational special type things. So the question here, and I've got another angle I want to play with it as well. We've got a basketball player at 245 that I want to toss the ball around with you on as to whether you like his game or not, because it's divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Something I want to do at 245. 3 o'clock, I've got a menial task that I actually love doing. I want to share that with you. But right now, Nats fans unite. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. 800-636-1067. You probably get it. If you're going to call us, you probably get that James Wood's good. Scratch that. That James Wood's incredible. Do your fellow fans get it? Do, like, the guys on the text chain get it? Does the homie chat get it? Does your version of, hey, you guys want to go to the Nats game tonight? I got $10 tickets in the scoreboard walk. We could get Shake Shack and then go right next door to get Palm Frites. So you get a Shake Shack burger, maybe a shake there, and then the fry place right next door, which is the ultimate fat guy move. You could do that, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just go straight bench chili bowl on the lower level. You could go to Hot Dogs. Hot Dogs, I don't know how you say that, but I know the hot dogs are really good.
I think, what's the new, there's like a Filipino-Hawaiian fusion place in left field.
It's in left?
I tried.
In the little concourse?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but try that place too.
Tell me about that, right? Well, you and I talk about it. You go to Swizzler. The point is, you're going with the boys. Did they get it? Are people understanding what's happening? That's kind of my open-ended question.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.